Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, if ever there was a time for some good old rock and roll music, that time is now. And my guests today are two members of a band here called The Shadows. My guests are Rich Scales and Dan Reisenball. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bob. Well,
you bet.
So tell us the story of how you got started.
Well, myself, this is Rich, by the way, and another guy in the band, Chuck Eversole. Years ago, we used to play in a church band together, and we moved out here, and then Chuck and his wife kind of followed us out here. And so Chuck and I were just getting together and just playing, you know, in his garage, just having a little fun, that kind of thing. And a fellow by the name of Matt Felix, who was also used to be a resident here, decided he wanted to put together a jam session. So he called up all the musicians that he knew, and we all kind of got together. And so that's kind of how we hooked up with Matt, who is our drummer. And then Dan couldn't make the jam session, but wanted to be part of it. So he called up and said, hey, can we get together, you know, with you guys privately? And so we did that, and all of a sudden, we had four members of a band that we had no intention of forming.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Dan joined us, and he's our lead singer and musical director. And so we were only lacking a bass player, which we eventually ended up finding a guy by the name of Jay Rockbank.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in the area. And like I said, we formed a band that we had no intention of ever playing in a band again, but we all of a sudden we had one, so.
I'll bet that's been a lot of fun and giving you something to do this last year, huh?
Absolutely. It is so much fun playing in a band, and we love, of course, playing for the people that live here, people that are our age, that remember the music that we grew up with, and so we're all kind of like mind, and just really, it's so much fun. We just love it.
Yeah, that's great. And so Rich contacted me when we started with some new music on these podcasts. And with Carl Rigoli is a musician here that also conducts music. And so we're going to be able to alternate the music that comes
yeah.
in. So I know that you've written an original song, Give Me Some Pickleball. Tell us about that and any other original songs that you've done.
Well, that was me. This is Dan. I actually wrote that song, gosh, how long has it been? A year and something?
Yeah, something like that.
Because, we all play pickleball, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's a 5-hole player, and, you know, Rich and I play as well, and we enjoy it quite a bit. So I said, well, you know what we need? We need a pickleball song, but it's really hard to write a song with the word pickleball in it. So we sat down. I sat down, and it didn't take me too long, but we got a pretty good song. In fact, it's been recognized on a national level.
Oh, really?
So we had that opportunity. We played it, recorded it. We have a CD out as well, and we have about 12 or so originals on that CD, and so far it's been quite successful.
Can you tell us a bit about your background?
Well, my background, I started playing when I was 4 years old, believe it or not. So I've been playing for quite a while, but I had some great opportunities, one of which was to travel. So I was on the road for years, four years of, and got to play with some really good people that that we encountered. One, Rick Nelson, played with him for a while, and got a chance to play with the Beach Boys. I played with the Doobie Brothers. I played with Hank Williams Jr. I mean, quite a bit of the Doobie Brothers. That was in Texas, and that was quite an experience, if you know the Doobie Brothers at all. So it was just a very good opportunity for me to see how the business really was. And it's very different than what you see normally, that's for sure.
Well, for those of us who have never heard you play, why don't you describe the style that you have?
Yeah, Rich, describe that style.
Well, actually, you know, since we all grew up in the 60s and 70s era, you might say we like that old classic rock and roll. But we also do other songs like country and western, mm-hmm. and we do a few jazz standards like Misty and things like that.
Georgia,
you know, on my
like
mind.
That.
And, yeah. That basic rock and roll country/country is our mm-hmm. our primary.
Because we do a lot
genre.
Of Eagles, for example, which is a good middle of the road
right.
type. Do some old style rock and roll. We love country. We like jazz. We like the blues. I mean, we pretty much play the whole gamut of music.
Sounds like you've got a large repertoire.
Oh,
we,
yeah.
We do. We have over 100 songs that are on our song list. And on the CD, we have a little bit of everything. There's mm-hmm. everything from, you know, pretty heavy rock and roll to country.
Blues. We got blues on there.
A blues song. A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll bet you can't wait to start playing again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We played last night.
Yeah.
Just kind of a rehearsal. But people came out and listened, and it was
crazy.
It was so good, yeah, playing in front of people again. Yeah.
Do you have a regular gig here or not?
So what we do is we play mostly for the clubs here. So we play for the Meet and Eat Club, the Pickleball Club, the Tennis Club. Am I forgetting any of them?
Well, just
maybe.
Any club that is big enough
club,
to have lots of members.
But you're available,
yeah.
I take it, for other people.
Yeah. Right. So if any of the clubs, like Meet and Eat, of course, does a dinner dance once a month. But like the Pickleball Club, they have an opening dinner/meeting. They have a closing dinner/meeting, that kind of thing. So, But we've also expanded outside of the community, too, where we've played at Heritage Palms. We've played at
Hidden Valley. We play Las Consuelas. We play the Tack Room.
Oh, really? So you're going to commercial restaurants as well as
right.
private clubs.
Right.
We I think our first restaurant gig was Davino's right over here
yeah.
on Jackson and mm-hmm. 42, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we like doing that too. But we really just love playing for the communities, you know, where people are our age and like what we're doing.
People
it's a lot
are
of,
ready to get out and dance.
And it's a lot of fun. People just have a really good time. That's exactly what we like.
And that's exactly what we're all looking for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, it's so good of you to come in. Would it be possible to put snippets of a couple of your songs included with the podcast that we do?
Absolutely. We have a CD for you. Did you bring it in or?
I didn't
bring
it in.
Oh, awesome.
We have one. We have one for you.
Okay. That's great. So we'll put up a couple of songs.
You can put on the whole thing if you want to.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave that in the hands of the engineer.
He
can make all those decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what you do. Hopefully, we're going to get you booked here real soon. And we get a chance to hear you live. The residents are so ready for that kind of music.
Yeah, let me give you a way to contact us. There was a group in the 60s called The Shadows. I think they might have even gone back to the 50s. I'm not sure. We picked the name because we live in Sun City, Shadow Hills.
Right.
We got the Shadow Mountains over here. And so we didn't really realize that there was a conflict until we picked the name. So we kind of changed our name. Officially, it's the Shadows Band.
Oh.
So if you go on Facebook and search for the Shadows Band, you'll find us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah.
And on Instagram, we're the Shadows Band 814. And I think that's it. But otherwise, if you want to get a hold of us, you can just call me. I'm going to give out my number, 562.
Please.
714-7404. Once again, 562-714-7404.
Why don't you put out your email address as well?
Yeah, R-E Scales, S-C-A-L-E-S, at Verizon.net. And email me, call me, or whatever. We will put you on the schedule. We've already got some things booked.
That's great.
This second half of the year, more or less, right now.
New Year's Eve's already booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And if you want to, you could also go on YouTube. We're on YouTube.
Well, it's good to know that you guys are taking advantage of social media.
Well,
there,
you know, people wanted to hear that national pickleball song. So if you go, gimme some pickleball, gimme some pickleball, a search on YouTube, you'll find it there as well.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming in. This has been very informative, and look to hopefully we'll see you playing professionally very soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That would be fantastic.
And I've got a couple of announcements before we tune out. Number one is I heard from Marcy Lerner. You may recall that I did a podcast with her about a month ago. She is opening a store in Indio called Revivals, which is a thrift store that benefits what used to be called the Desert AIDS Project. Marcy was thrilled with the response. She got 10 people inquire and 5 people actually are volunteers. She could use more volunteers, and she is also has some part-time employment available. So if any of you are interested in that, we will put up Marcy's contact information along with this podcast, and you just go ahead and contact her today. And finally, since hopefully this is going to get released today, this weekend there is an open house at the California Art Center, which is located on Town Street, right in downtown Indio. They have an event tonight going from 5 until 8, and then they're available, or they're going to be open in the afternoons on Saturday and Sunday. They're having artists, it's a total of 60 artists, are going to be represented from Joshua Tree down to Mecca. And there'll be a band there. And so if you're like me and you're ready to get out and do something, this is a good thing to do. And so with that, thank you for your attention. Until next time, bye-bye.
You can play it every day. You can do it all night. It takes a lot of practice to get it just right. Give me some pickleball. Give me some pickleball. It'll make you feel fine. So come on down and play some pickleball tonight. You can punch it, you can smash it. Yeah, that's a really good shot. You hit a third shot drop, and baby, you just can't stop. You can dink and dink and dink till you just wanna drop. Give me some pickleball. Give me some pickleball. It'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel right. So come on down and play some pickleball tonight. Till you get to 4-0. Give me some pickleball. Give me some pickleball. It'll make you feel good. Make you and play some pickleball tonight. It'll make you feel good, make you feel right. Come on down and play some pickleball tonight.